You're listening to KTOO's Juno Afternoon. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney. And here in the studio, we have a full house. On Tuesdays, we check in with an aspect of the Juno School District. So I've got Sarah Lewis. Hello.
Hi.
Hi. And is and would you two introduce yourself, please?
My name is Suzanne Ainsworth with Juno Community Schools.
And I'm Mary Sapansky.
Hi, both of you. Thanks so much for being here today. So, yeah, we're here to talk about you guys are here to talk about community schools today. Who could just give me an overview as to what is or what are Juno Community Schools?
I'd like to do that. Well, learning is a lifelong endeavor, as we all know. And we have all these school buildings that at night have classrooms. And so for adults and then you know, we have fencing for kids. We put on these great classes, and people can enrich their minds and their body and learn something new.
Anything either of you would like to add to that definition?
I think it's a great partnership. So I'm actually with the cooperative. This is Sarah. I'm with the Cooperative Extension, and we have a great partnership with community schools because, I mean, the school buildings have such resources, and I like teach my classes through the kitchen at JD High or at Thunder Mountain. And so community schools is an opportunity for those buildings to be used all the time by the whole community. It's I think lots of different communities have this kind of system to really be making use of the resources in the community of people who know stuff. Mm-hmm. Some people are like me, and this is what I do for my job. But some of the teachers are volunteer to a great extent, mm-hmm. and they just have a love of something they do, and they want to teach it to others. It's a great program.
So you're involved in an instructional capacity.
Yes, yes,
yeah?
That's right.
Mm-hmm. And Mary, how are you involved with Juno Community Schools?
I'm also an instructor. And I appreciate the opportunity as a private business person to be able to teach a class. I teach a class called Neuroplasticity and Improving Your Memory, although I've taught other classes in the past as well.
Excellent. And how does this fit in with Juno School District?
Well, isn't it a lot of fun to learn new things?
Yeah.
I mean, we have these.
Why shouldn't it be in the
We
Juno
have
school
these
district?
Winter days like today, mm-hmm. that you just are. It's gloomy, and you go home. And if you can go to Mary's class, which I did the last time, and I found out all kinds of things about how I'm going to keep my memory healthy when I get older. The people actually. It's really interesting. Just a really quick factoid is. We send out 17,000 postcards, so everybody in Juno that has a mailbox or post office box gets one. But the funny part is most of the people that come to our classes are kind of returnees, and they're just people that are really dynamic and they want to learn something new. So we want you to be one of those.
You are listeners, although
you
she pointed
listeners.
Directly at me. Okay, well, let's talk some more about the classes. I looked online, great website, by the way, and it looks like it's just about anything you want to learn. Like, there's all kinds of class offerings, and as you mentioned, the instructors are just kind of subject matter experts that are out in the community. So how do you connect teachers with classes mm-hmm. and get students to enroll?
Well, I'll take the mic for that, and that is actually my cue to put the word out that a lot of people have a passion for something, and when you have a passion for something, you want to teach other people, and that's the kind of people that I'd like to talk to and find out if it's a class that we'd want to offer.
Mm-hmm.
So, in fact, we had a gentleman named Paul McCartney, and he taught about 10 years ago a sourdough bread making class, and he's doing that again. Actually, I hate to say the enrollment is full on that, but he's got this sourdough starter that he has had, and he's going to share it with everybody in the class. And so I guess just to get to the point is if you think you can teach something to somebody that they want to learn, then just give me a call.
Okay.
And this is Sarah with the Cooperative Extension, and that's really how it works best for us because Community Schools does all of the registration and all of the payment and all of the, you know, keeping the lists of things. And and so it makes it so that I can bring, so I teach the food preservation classes. So I've got several different classes that I teach each semester. But Suzanne is awesome and takes care of all of the administration. And you can just go in and teach and connect with people. And so it's actually good for organizations like mine, because, of course, we can register our own people, and ours is through the university system, and it gets a little bit cumbersome, and I've got to find a place and all this kind of stuff. Whereas when I teach through community schools, it's an overall community win, because I have a great location to teach from, and people know about community schools, and so they look for those classes. And it's a great system overall.
Thank you, Sarah.
Absolutely, Suzanne.
Sorry if I missed this tidbit before, but you said it's a great location. Are all the classes taught basically in the same venue?
No, that's a part of the question for new instructors is, would you prefer the Valley? We have 6 elementary schools overall. We have 2 high schools and 2 middle schools. So,
but they're taught in one of our schools.
Yeah.
One of our
school
district
They're offered in almost all the schools. We have a class.
That's fantastic. So do they run on like a semester system, or does it depend on the course?
Good question. We have a fall session and a winter/spring, because that lasts a while here. So 2 sessions.
Okay. So how many weeks would you be in a course if you enroll?
Well, that is dependent on what the instructor wants to do. I kind of throw the ball to them and say, how many classes will it take for you to, or, how long do you want your class and how many classes? And I put it in their hands.
What's on offer coming up next? What are some classes that are about to open up?
Well, I am really excited that Mary's here, because her first class is tomorrow night.
Oh, great. Will you be teaching neuroplasticity again?
I will.
Excellent.
Yeah, that's the class.
Yeah, go on. Yeah.
Oh, and then we have Taste of Belly Dance. I mean, how great does that sound? It sounds great. And this is actually, as it is said, the taste. It's a 2-hour on a Sunday. Yeah, Sunday. There's 2 different sessions. So you just can go to one and you can find out if, you like that stuff. And then if you like it, you can continue on with that. We have fly casting 101, fly fishing 101, and then Sarah's 2 upcoming classes that she talked about. A lot of them actually at this point have kind of started to get going. But most of them that are in their second week, Learn to Roller Skate 101 is just had 1 session. Tai Chi for Beginners. Pickleball. Oh, I'm sorry. I even forgot that. Pickleball has been our most popular class. People are coming out in hordes to learn about pickleball. Yeah, so.
So that's quite an array.
Yeah, and the classes that I have coming up, I have Canning Soups and Sauces is going to be coming up, and then a class called The Cultured Brunch, which is at night we will make sourdough and yogurt, and then the next morning we will make brunch with everything.
Yum.
Yeah.
Okay. So, and then, and Mary, neuroplasticity, it starts tomorrow night. And when does your class start again, Sarah?
So the Canning Soups and Sauces is March 7th, and the Cultured Brunch is May 2nd and 3rd.
Okay. So I had mentioned that I was fond of your website. It's junoschools.org/community-schools. Is that the best place to go to register for a class?
It is. You can register there. I have a lot of people that just call me because it's easier for them. They don't have a computer or we want to have easy access. So 523-1761 is my phone number. And you can give me a call and ask about it.
Has this community school been around for a long time?
You know, it has. And that is a good question. I need to do some research. I think, if I could put a number on, at least 20 years.
Yeah, it's decades.
Decades,
wow.
Yeah.
Pretty cool. Well, thanks so much for speaking to me today and answering all my questions about community schools. I actually learned quite a bit, and maybe I'll have to look into taking a class sometime.
You'll learn even more if you take a class.
Exactly. Yeah. Mary, Suzanne, Sarah, thanks so much. Anything else you'd like to add today?
No, thank you. It's just a great program. We hope to see you at our classes.
Yeah. Enjoy your winter-spring session.
Thank you.